Welcome to the NewsHour. College campuses in several parts of the country are struggling tonight with just where to draw the line between allowing protests and free speech and preventing anti-Semitism and intimidation. As the school year nears its end, Columbia University announced it would stay on a hybrid schedule until the end of the spring semester next week. And students were arrested at New York University last night.
Police arrested more than 100 people at NYU as the turmoil that has roiled Columbia over the past week spreads to other schools.
It's a really, really outrageous crackdown by the university to allow the police to arrest students on our own campus.
Police said they were called in by university officials who said protesters breached barricades and behaved in a, quote, disruptive and antagonizing manner. Some faculty disputed that characterization by the school. It came as a wave of pro-Palestinian protests and encampments have spread in the past week since Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq testified before a congressional committee about anti-Semitism on campus. Many are students, but not all are from the respective school where they are protesting. Earlier in the day, at least 60 people were arrested at Yale. There have been similar protests at Emerson, MIT, Boston University, the University of Michigan, and the University of California. Columbia has been the flashpoint for a week now. Hundreds of students have turned out for protests. On Thursday, Shafiq called the New York Police Department to break up tent encampments, and more than 100 protesters were arrested. Many students and faculty felt Shafiq's crackdown has been excessively harsh and squelching free speech. But some students, Jewish students in particular, as well as some alumni and faculty, say there's too much hostility on campus, leading some to feel threatened for their safety. Michael DiAgostino is a junior at the engineering school. He's not Jewish, but says he's watched what's happened too often.
The campus, honestly, it's full of a lot of hate and disagreement, and it's honestly just sad to see. I've seen some pretty awful things said to not only practicing Jews, but I mean people that are ethnically Jewish, simply for wearing like a Star of David.
The Anti-Defamation League posted a video contending it had become too dangerous as well.
Two individuals throw a rock at me, hit me right in the face. I'm calling public safety, NYPD, where are you?
But protesters say the crackdown is not justified. Ava Lyon Serino is a sophomore at Barnard College, which is part of Columbia, majoring in urban studies. She's Jewish.
Barnard students have been evicted from dorms they're paying for, have been given 15 minutes to gather any belongings, and are not allowed to eat in any dining halls, are not allowed to like use their meal plans, and have been really, really criminalized.
She also said the administration's approach has backfired.
The atmosphere on campus has been really tense, and I and many other students attribute that to the administration's actions, that people are feeling like it's tense on campus. People are feeling unsafe because there's a ton of cops in riot gear here.
For his part, President Biden also criticized many of the protests yesterday.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
And today, before he went into court, former President Donald Trump blamed President Biden.
What's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU, and others, is a disgrace. And it's really on Biden. He has the wrong signal. He's got the wrong tone. He's got the wrong words.
The situation is also starting to affect the commencement season. The University of Southern California canceled all outside speakers, it says, out of concern for public safety. That followed a much criticized decision to cancel the remarks of valedictorian Asna Tabassum, a Muslim student, over unspecified safety concerns.
While Columbia University's administration has faced criticism for how it's handled the events and the arrest of students, concerns remain about the safety of Jewish staff and students on campus. We'll get both of these perspectives first from Irene Mulvey, president of the American Association of university professors. She spent 37 years teaching mathematics at Fairfield University before retiring. Dr. Mulvey, thank you for being with us. And we should say that members of the Columbia University chapter of your organization are expected to move to censure the university president for her decision to call in the NYPD last week to arrest demonstrators. Why? Why is that warranted in your view?
Well, I think the idea of calling in police in riot gear on peaceful protesters protesting outside is a remarkably disproportionate and wrong-headed response to the events we're seeing on campus. Because higher education is founded on listening, learning, discussion, debate, free and open inquiry. We challenge students to challenge their most deeply held beliefs in order to justify them to themselves and to others. Our goal is communication in service of understanding. Instead, we saw the suppression of speech and silencing of voices because somebody might not like what they're saying. And that is a real danger in a democracy.
Well, how should a university balance the expression of free speech and student safety?
There's harassment and anti-Semitism is not new. It's not the first time hate speech has reared its ugly head on campus. There are policies in place to deal with these kinds of things, and that's where we should go. Policies that ensure due process for the students. And then what we're seeing instead is new policies being drafted on time, manner, and place of protest. So your protest has to be over in a roped off area in a tiny space on campus. This is suppression of speech. So the idea of if you're suppressing speech in order to keep students safe, that's a false choice. You can do both.
Well, thinking about this from the perspective of Jewish students who say they feel intimidated, if there is a climate of harassment on campus, isn't the administration morally compelled, and also compelled by law, by Title IX, to address it and shut it down?
The institution is required to allow for the most free and open expression while also ensuring that conversations are civil and dialogue is respectful. But in situations like this, people have extremely strong positions, and these are polarizing times that debates are heated and messy. And so you have to err on the side of free and open inquiry. Hate speech, anti-Semitism has no place on campus or anywhere, and there are policies to deal with that. But in higher education, our primary focus should be academic freedom, free speech, and free speech and associational rights for students.
As protests spread to other campuses, what lessons could other college administrators, university administrators, take away from what's transpired at Columbia?
They could think about creative ways to respond. They could think about ways to encourage communication and dialogue in open forums across their campus, and engaging all students so that all students have an opportunity to hear other points of view, to understand other points of view, to question other points of view. They should figure out creative ways to respond, because what happened at NYU and Columbia is completely unacceptable. The silencing of speech in a democracy because somebody doesn't like it, this is a real danger.
Irene Mulvey is president of the American Association of University Professors. Thank you for your insights.
Thank you.
Let's turn now to Dr. Andrew Marks. He's the chair of the Department of Physiology and Cellular Biophysics at Columbia University. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So how do you feel about Dr. Shafiq's handling of the ongoing demonstrations at Columbia? And what do you make of this view that the old policies in place to deal with student demonstrations were sufficient?
I think she's doing the best that she can. I think that her heart is in the right place. I think it's an incredibly difficult situation, and there are no easy answers. The university, Columbia University, has had policies in place which I think are capable of dealing with this situation if they're able to be enforced.
Have you witnessed incidents of anti-Semitism on campus?
Yes, I have. I've seen anti-Semitic slurs being hurled at Jewish students, and it's been very painful to watch. I've seen anti-Semitic hate language written on the college walk in the middle of campus, and posters hanging that have been very offensive.
What more should Columbia be doing? What more could Columbia be doing to make Jewish students feel safer?
Well, I think Columbia has already done quite a lot and taken steps. And my personal observation is that over the last several days, the hate speech has been toned down on campus. The problem is that, as you know, Columbia's campus is in the middle of New York City. And when you leave campus either in either direction, there's a tremendous amount of anti-Semitic hate speech being hurled at students and faculty from people outside the campus.
When it comes to what's happening on campus, how should a university balance student safety and student expression?
Well, I think that students should be allowed to protest, absolutely. And I think that the limit has to be on hate speech. So I think that as long as the protests are civil and respectful of other members of the community, that needs to be protected and encouraged. When it drifts over to hate speech, then it becomes offensive and I think threatening to the Jewish community at the university.
What do you think is informing and influencing Dr. Shafiq's response to these ongoing protests?
Again, she's been in an incredibly difficult situation. And I wanted to clarify a couple of things I heard your previous speaker say. First of all, actions taken against students had nothing to do with the content of their speech, except when it comes to hate speech, of course, but in terms of what they were protesting, it really had to do with them breaking the existing rules of the university. And President Shafiq is responsible for the safety of all students. And she took an action which I was not in favor of, bringing in the police. I wanted to negotiate or talk to the students some more before that. But she did that because she felt it was necessary to preserve the safety of the Jewish community on the campus and other people on campus. I was one of the people in the Senate Executive Committee that helped write the event policy. And it's important to note that that was done in complete collaboration working very closely with students. And while no policy is perfect, we tried to come up with one that was fair. Your previous speaker mentioned that we were limiting protests to tiny parts of campus. That's not accurate. There were designated areas and times and place, which is common for all university campuses. And had the students adhered to those guidelines, things would have gone much differently.
Dr. Andrew R. Marks is chair of the Department of Physiology and Cellular Biophysics at Columbia University. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
In the days